I want to thank Rabbi Hirsch for inviting me to give this year today, and I want to dedicate this year with Nishmas Freda Miriam Bas Alta Ben Sion. Should be a schluss for the whole family. I know that you're up to Chosh Nishmas Simin Yud, so I'd like to keep the say there. So we have some interesting inyanim. Four sifim, and what we'll really do is hopefully complete the four sifim and point out various ha'aris along the way. Some of them will be based on the Nosei Keilim right over here, Al-Atar. Some of them will be a little bit from other places, but hopefully we'll be able to get a clarity in some of the main points that are mentioned in these simen. The title of Simen Yod, Lios Masun B'din V'Sheyim Lach B'Gadol Mimenu, says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph. Sarach Adayon Lios Masun B'din. We all know the famous Mishnah, right? Pirkei Avos, first Mishnah. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolot taught three things. One of them was Hevel Mesunim Badin. Now you see it in Shulchan Aruch. We'll see exactly how it's explained and how it's understood. The Dayan has to be very deliberate, patient in Din. In what regard? Shelo Yafsikenu or Yifsakenu, as some are Magia, Achiyach Nitsenu. You shouldn't paskin, you shouldn't issue the verdict. Achi yach mitzenu. It's an interesting expression. Yach mitzenu. We have to see the origin of this lashon. Shiach mitzenu. Of course, the lashon Shulchan Aruch is patterned after the lashon Hatur. The basic understanding is you have to take your time. So, what is the idea of yach mitzenu? Because chametz is always what takes longer to bake. Matzah is quicker. We all know the famous Chazal based on the pasuk Ushmartim es hamatzos that mitzvah haba liyadcha. That if you have a mitzvah and the opportunity arises to do it, you don't take your time, you don't delay, you do it immediately. So the contrast would be over here. When it comes to judgment, so you do take your time, you don't rush. So you have to take a little longer than otherwise. It's interesting, the Yoruch HaShulchan here just adds an interesting twist. In the same way he says that you have dough that you want to bake, and you want to bake it as bread. And if it didn't quite rise, and you bake it, so you're not going to have a delicious bread. It's going to be not so tasty. So too, a din that you paskin without having thought it through and taken your time, it's just not going to be exactly a perfect psak din. It's going to be like bread that's baked before the dough had a chance to rise. Then he adds another point in the other direction. This is interesting in terms of the balance. Mitzad echad, we say hevel mesunim badin. Mitzad sheni, there's a concept called inui hadin. Inui hadin means that if you know already what the psak should be, and you, for whatever reason, you postpone issuing the verdict, that's a very terrible thing. It says in Pirkei Avos, in the fifth parak, I think, cherev bo la'olam al inui hadin, and other things. The fact that you know what the psak should be and you don't issue the verdict is a problem. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. So that's also true. Just like if you let it rise too much, the dough, it's also not going to taste good, but you get what you bake afterwards. It has to be, you have to read the cookbooks. How long do you let the dough rise? So it is with the din as well. So coming back here, we have this idea of lo yifsakenu ad sheyach mitzenu. There's something more here in terms of the lashon, though. Ad sheyach mitzenu. Let me just read another line, and then we'll see where this lashon comes from. The yisa v'yitin bo means you have to have a masel matan, you have to have a discussion about it as you deliberate. The yibaru lo kashemesh. Again, we have to know the makor for this expression. It should be clear to you like the sun. We'll finish the whole sif first. V'hagas libo b'hora. Someone who is too familiar and too quick, in other words, the kofet, the posek adin, kodim shiach kirenu heite beinolo beinatzmo, achi yiabar lo kashemesh. So gas libo bahura means that he feels, takes a certain arrogance in the way he approaches it without doing the proper reflection and thought, and he paskins too impulsively, and it's not mamish clear to him. Hareza shote rasha v'gas ruach. And the marker for this is a Mishnah, also in Pirkei Avos, that says, Hagas Liba Bahora, Shota Rasha Vigas Ruach. These three very negative descriptions of such a person. He's a Shota, he thinks he knows and he doesn't know. He's a Rasha, he's Gas Ruach. Each one has a certain connotation about the problem here. What is the nature of the problem? He wasn't Masim B'din. So now let's come back for a minute and analyze some of the points here. First of all, we said, Achiyach Mitzenu. So, okay, the Mashal of Chametz we understand, but why do they use that Lashon exactly? So the Beis Yosef, as you always know, you look at the Torah, you see the Beis Yosef, the Mitzayin, different Mekoros. He sends us to a Gemara later in Sanhedrin. That's the drasha that Rava made on a pasuk which we'll be reading in Haftorah in a week, the Shabbos Chazon Haftorah. So the pasuk there discusses after how Yeshaya berates the people, how they weren't doing the right thing and they weren't judging properly, and then he says, "What should you do?" Those are the couple of psukim that you change to the regular tune from the Eicha tune. So it says, "Rachatzu Hizaku," and so on, and then "Ashru Chamos," which means Ashru is like Yashikoach, to support the one what? What's Ashru Chamos? So the Pashup Shad is the one who's been taken advantage of. So what is Rava? What does Rava say? Sanhedrin Lamed Hey. Ashru Chamos. Ashru Dayan means you should praise and support Mechazek. A judge, Shemachamet Zazdino. So here you see, the Torah didn't invent the mashal of the Machmet Zazdin, so to speak, and we explain based on the mashal and so on, but it's a Gemara. The Gemara already uses the idea of a shvach, praise for a dayan, Shemachamet Zazdino. It's an interesting drasha, Ashru Chamot, just like, I think Megillas Hayom points out, like David says, Ba'ani Tefillah. I mean, I need tefillah. I'm not a tefillah, I'm a person. I might daven a lot, but that's the point. If you do something on a regular basis, you become one with the thing you're doing. It becomes so much ingrained in you. So you can almost be referred to, or you can be referred by the very action that epitomizes who you are. So too, a dayan who does this on a regular basis, so it's like he is that conduct. Ashru Chamos, the dayan who is constantly has the hanhaga of Mechametz Hasdino, that's the dayan that we should be happy with and support and praise. Okay, so the pshat in the Torah's Lashon and the Shulchan Aruch is based on this Gemara. But wait a second, what's the context of the Gemara? Look in the Gemara, what's Rav using this drasha for? The Mishnah in the beginning of that parak there, Necha Dini Maminis, discusses differences between Dini Maminis and Dini Nefashis. One of the differences is that if you start the din by yom, can you be gomer the din by laila? So that's, when it comes to dini mamonis, you can have the gemar din by laila. When it comes to dini nefashos, even if your verdict is going to be l'schus, for chova you always have to wait for the next day. But for schus, you know, you can't, by chova you can't paskin on the same day. But for Schus, so there's another halacha. If it's still daytime, you can pass him the same day. He's innocent. But you're not gomer din balayla. You have to wait and think more about it and sleep on it. That's true by din nefashis and not by din mamonis. So the Gemara wants to know, how do we know this? So here Rava brings the drasha. Ashru chamotz, ashru dayin shemachamet zazdino. Now it becomes a little more murky. So, like, wait a second. We're using this mashal of the Chametz Hasadin, but he's supposed to be Chametz Hasadin, and we're talking here not by the nefashis, we're talking about the idea in general being Masim the Din. And we're taking the Lashon that's used specifically by a Din, that being Megan as Hadin by Din Nefashis, not the Paskin, the Gemara Din Balayla. So, what's the connection? Or is it a totally different halacha? I think, I was thinking about it, I didn't have a chance to be ma'ayin, I had a very short notice of the shiur, but imagine it's discussed, but it seemed to me that this inyan has to be also part of the halacha of Masim B'Din. It's just that there are different dargis. comes to din nefashos, so the halacha of hamtana has another detail. Sunnah badin is not just to take your time when you're deliberating and think about it, being sure about it, but to what extent that you have to also sleep on it. That's stama, separate halacha. So machmitz sadin, you have to wait till the next morning. No, it's part of the din of sunnah badin, but on another level. By din imaminis, that's not the extent that you have to go. You just have to be masin badin to deliberate and to think about it, to discuss it and to have clarity. But you could talk to paskin even balayla. Kemal, I found this in the Bach, though. The Bach wants to say, not quite in these words, but he wants to say pshat in the tour, who actually quotes something else that's not in the Shulchan Aruch. And you'll see, if you look in the tour, after he brings this first idea, he has masin bedin, b'isa v'yitain, we'll see more about that, b'yabarol of Hashemesh, and then he says, kemosha amar asaf, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, but it was one of the mizmorim that's attributed to Asaf. Kischametz levavi v'chuyosa yeshtonan. What does the tour want by quoting Asaf in Tehillim? Kischametz levavi. Says the Bach that the tour is trying to tell us that even though Ashruchamotz is a pasuk that the Gemara mentions, but that's the din of dinei nefashos, and that requires halana sedin to the next day. And so therefore the Torah doesn't want to quote that pasuk because Dini Maminis doesn't have the halach of halana. But the Torah instead quotes the other pasuk, another pasuk that talks about Yischametz Levavi, which again means the idea of waiting, taking time, that there's a halacha by Dini Maminis as well, that you need a chimutz of sorts. But he didn't want to quote the Ashulchamutz pasuk because that goes even beyond what you require by Dini Maminis. So that's what the Bach says, and I think goes well with what we're suggesting, that L'chaira, it's really the same halacha, except that the details might separate between din mamas and din nefashos. Okay, so that's the point of Achiyach Mitzenu. Something else, though, that sort of ties into this, which is also very striking, and that's the Baruch Hashemesh idea. So what else did the Machaber say as he continues? He says, V'yisa v'yitein bo, v'yir baruch lo kashemesh. Now, you read the Lashon HaMachaber, you don't realize quite what this means. You say you need to deliberate, and it should be clear to you like the sun. That's how it sounds like. It's all two separate things. But if you look at the Torah, it's clear that it's not two separate things. The point of Yisra V'yitain is in order. I mean, you can guess this on your own, but he's mefurish in the Torah. The Yisra V'yitain bo, the Yer Baruch Lo Keshemesh, Ki Berov Maso Matan Yerud Umko, and then Kemosha Amar Asaf. So from the Torah, you'd see mamish what the kavana is here, that the yisa v'yitain is for the sake of getting the clarity. And what kind of clarity are we using? The clarity kashemesh. So where does this muscle come from? So it comes from a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Zayin of the days. And it's really the Rambam that made this connection between the Gemara and this lashon of Keshemesh. The Gemara doesn't say Shemesh. The Gemara uses a different word. Boker. So we have a Gemara, Sanhedrin Zayin Amid Beis. It could be the Beis Yosef. Perhaps some quotes this Gemara as a tzion for the tour. What does the Gemara say? Darash of Yoshia, Maidachsir Beis David, Komar Hashem, Dinu Aboker Mishpat, Vitzilu Gazum Yad Oshek. What is dinu aboker mishpat? B'chibaboker danin v'chal hayom ein danin? What does it mean, dinu aboker mishpat? You can judge all day. Ela, in baruch ha'davar kaboker amreyu v'mlav al tomreyu. In order to say what you have to say, to paskin, it has to be baruch ha'kaboker. So that's the Gemara. What the Rambam did, the Rambam uses the Lashon Keshemesh, and that's where the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch get it, that it should be baruch ha'kaboker. I was just thinking, this is more very tentative, but in light of what we just said, that din of din nefashos, that you need halana, is a prat, it's a detail within this Hevam Sunim Adin. And Hevam Sunim Adin is explained by the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch as being Baruch Lo Keshemesh. So it could be it's not a coincidence that the halacha of din nefashos of halana, to wait till the morning, is exactly the halacha of Hamsin Badin of Baruch HaShemesh. It's just that there's different dargis of Shemesh. There's Shemesh betokfo baboker, but really as long as it stay like the sun, you know, it's just not as strong as in the morning. And so by Bidin Imamanis, it's enough to be Kashemesh in the sense of as long as it's daylight. And as long as it's Barolo, in that regard, it's Barolo Kashemesh. By Dinafashis, the idea is you have to wait till it's Mamish Boker, and in other words, you have to have the overnight to be able to have the clarity that we're looking for, and that's the union of Boker Mamish. In other words, Boker as opposed to the night before. Okay, it's just interesting. Interesting chat that the two ideas really coalesce in terms of the inyan of Boker and Shemesh, especially since it really comes down to a similar halacha. Okay, so we have the inyan of Teva Mesunim Badin, and we see that Yisa V'yitein Bo is for the sake of getting to the clarity of Yehilcha Baruch HaShemesh, Baruch HaBoker. Just an Derech Agav point, the Gra is Mitzayin on this Yisa V'yitein in Mishnah Sanhedrin Chav Tesa Mid Aleph. It's interesting. That Mishnah is discussing when the Edim are testifying, and after you hear the testimony, it says, Nosin V'nosin V'davar. So there's another Makkah that Gra finds for this Yisa V'yitein. That's specific to Kabbalah's Edus in that Mishnah. Now I found something interesting. What is the pshat, therefore, of a Mesunim Badin? According to what we see in the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch, it means simply that you have to have clarity. If you're a little bit shaky, and you don't have the clarity, don't fool yourself, don't be arrogant, don't paskin if you really don't fully have a grasp of what should be. That's the halacha. And what if you know it? What if it's clear? Then adarabba, then you have to paskin and paskin. Don't do it in your hadin, and then don't, there's no sense at that point of Mesunim Badin. To the contrary, the issue with Mesunim Badin is to the extent that you don't have that full Baruch HaShemesh, then Mesunim Badin. There is, however, an indication that there's another layer to having Mesunim Badin, which seems to go beyond what we see here in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. And that's the Sifrei quoted by Rashi in Chumash and also by the Bartanura on that first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. We have a pasuk in Parshas Devarim. There are many halachas that you find of Inyani Dayanim that are learned out from these pasukim. Some are quoted in the Gemara Sanhedrin, some are quoted by in Sifrei and in Rashi and Chumash. The pasuk says, pasuk Tezayin, beginning of Sefer Devarim, Va'atzava es shavteichem va'esahi lemor shamo benachichem u'shvatitem tzedek benish benachit v'ngeirot. This is right after it mentions that Moshe appointed the Dayanim, Sarei Alafim, Sarei Meiros. We know that was Yisro's suggestion, although it doesn't get mentioned here for Yisro's credit, but it was Yisro's suggestion, and Moshe appointed the Dayanim. Ba'at Saves, says Moshe, Ba'at Saves Shoftechem Ba'isa Hileimor. Zot Rashi. Ba'at Saves Shoftechem, what does it mean here? Amarti Lahem, I tell these Dayanim. There's another halacha that lies within the words here about Saves Yovtechem. Hevel Mesunim Badin, which means what? So far, what would we say? It means that you should be Baruch HaShemesh before you paskin. That's what it means. Says the Rashi, based on the Sifrei, on this pasuk. Hevel Mesunim Badin, in Badin Lefanecha, Hamachas, Shtayim V'Shalosh, a particular din already came to you once, twice, three times. Been there, done that. Paskin the same shayla already three times. Al tomar kvar badin zelufane panim harve. I had this already. So what do I need to do? Due process. What's due process? Paskin. I know what to say. I paskin already. No. Ela hayu nosin v'nosin. To me, this sounds like another halach. Not what we just read in the Shulchan Aruch here in Simen Yud Sif Aleph, which has to do with the inyan of Baruch HaShemesh. It would seem from this case. Baruch HaShemesh, it's the same exact case. We see in the next sif, it could be there are cases that are not exactly the same, and you want to be medame, a loose connection, that's another halach. Sounds here like, mamish, you had the din Torah. You had the same din Torah yesterday, last week, and last month. And there's still halacha of having nosim nosimba. So, b'chayra, that's another shot that transcends anything we see in this siman Shulchan Aruch, in the sifrei Shulchan Aruch. And this is learned out, I'm going to sifrei from the pasuk Batzaveh Shoftechem. Okay, I'm not sure exactly what to make of this, but I'll suggest an observation. We are talking here about a din Torah, right? Hilchos Dayanim, Bali Dinim. What about a hora, like Isha Veheta? Someone comes with a chicken, a shayla, a treif, or whatever it is. Where's having Mishum Badin play out over there? It's also a din of sorts, hora, Isha Veheta. So, if you look at Avos Rav Nosson here, and it's quoted by the Meiri and Avos on the Mishnah Mishum Badin, it's clear that there's an inyan of Mishum Badin, not just by Din Imamnes, for example, but even by Horoas Issa Veheta. It's interesting that the Avos Rav Nosson is mitzayin in that paragraph there, the parsha that we have this week, Parshas Matos, where Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the halacha of Geulei Midyan, Geulei Nachrim, and it took Elazar HaKohen to tell everybody about it. It says, why did Moshe forget it? Because Vayiksof Moshe Pekutei HaChoyo. So, because he was Baruch Al Kas, he forgot the halacha, the Salman halacha. In that connection, the Avos Rav Nosson says that you see how important the Masan Bedin. Moshe Rabbeinu lost his temper, and as a result, he forgot the halacha. No, we're not talking here about Din Imamim, we're not talking about Balei Din, we're talking about a case of Horos, Horah v'Halacha. So Meiri makes this point very clear. Meiri writes, U'ba'avas Rav Nosson hosifu b'dover, Lashon HaMeiri now, Shelo b'din levad nemakein, and now Meiri includes the inyan of, you'll see also Nosi v'Nosi. Din levadnem, I can ella say Adam no sein masun bechol devarav v'lo yehi nimhar lahakpid. He should be masun in everything he does, not be impulsive, and not to be quick to get set. Lahakpid al devarav shokol koei sof shul mishakech es devarav. The koshkein shebechal zos hamida kol inyan horah shelo yehi mar lahashiv v'shoar lo atzis yashiv devarav. Some comes with a shayla, any shayla. You shouldn't be Mahir Lahashiv. Seemingly, that's also part of Hevim Misun Badin. The Imachar is Yashvos Yimsa Atzmo Lahashivo Yashiv. If you feel like you have the clarity, good. The Imrav Yehinose Venosinim Chaverav Vimafaltel O Yayin Besvarim Achisbar Loha Inyan. In other words, to get to the point where you can actually be clear, as we say, Baruch Hashemesh, and so on. Maybe we could suggest like this. It's not going to be a yeshiv fully for the Shulchan Aruch that doesn't mention this extra halacha that we saw in the Sifrei. But maybe we could say the following. That drasha that we quoted from Rashi, Shemar, it says, Vatsavas Yovtechem, which means, Hemesin Badin, which means, I know it exactly what is coming to be. Now, I heard a day ago, I heard a week ago. And Afo Pikein, you still go through the process and discuss and so on. Where do we get this halacha Misun Badin from the pasuk? It doesn't really indicate Misun Badin. It's about Sabbath Yavtechem, but Isa Hilaymor, I commanded your judges, Shamua Bein Achichem, Mishpatim Tzedek. So if you look in the Mizrahi on Rashi, he says that the drasha comes from Shamua Bein Achichem. Right after the words, Sabbath Yavtechem, Shamua Bein Achichem. So what is it that Hashem, the Moshe says, I'm commanding the Shoftim? That they have to listen carefully to what the Baalei Dinim are saying. Shamor ben Achechem. I have to listen well, so you really get it. Don't just say, well, I heard it before and I know this. You have to listen very, very well. So what are we discussing? We're discussing Din Imamnes. We're discussing a Sichsuch. Shamor ben Achechem. To Baalei Dinim. So maybe we'll say like this. Even though we know that there's a din of Misun Badin, even by Issa Veheta, like we saw in Avos Rav Nosson, that halacha is a halacha of clarity. Baruch Hashemesh. If you have Baruch Hashemesh, so then there's no, you know, there's nothing to wait. Why do you have to go discuss it anymore? Even the Meiri's lashon is, if you're still not sure, then discuss it. If you know, you know. And if you heard the Shaila 1,000 times before, so you can pesk it right away. This halacha, that even if you heard it 3 times, you still have to deliberate, that's specific to Dini Mamanis, like the Lashon HaPasuk of Shema Ben Achechem, like the Diuk of the Pasuk. And then it would be sufficient, as long as you know what you're getting into, what you're paskening, you can pask immediately. This halacha that requires you to go through the due process, even if you mamish know it, kashemish, there's another level, on top of that, that's limited to dinei mamanis. Maybe we could say there's 2 tiers. Again, it's not a real yishuv for the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch is dealing in the realm of dinei mamanis. And yet, he only explains sin b'din in terms of the inyan of Baruch Hashemesh. But without, you know, I'm not answering the Shulchan Aruch, but l'chore, maybe there are two dinim, and Issa Beheter would only have tier number one, and dinim mamanis would have an additional lacha, even if it's Baruch Hashemesh, there's still an inyan of Masin b'din on top of that as well. Maybe we could say like that. The Mi'iri, what? No, the Mi'iri, I have to check, I don't know, the Mi'iri is an Avos. The Mi'iri in Avos quotes Avos Rav Nassin, and then he mentions that you see by Issa Beheter as well. But again, I'm using the Ram, the Mizrahi, to support what I'm saying, because Mizrahi learns that the Diuk from that Pasuk is Shema Ben Achechem. So you see that this special halacha, that don't say I heard it hurry 3 times, but still you have to still go through the process and discuss it, that's limited, perhaps, to the case like this, with its dini mamanis. Okay. Now, what else did the Machaber say? Hagas libo, behora, the kofet of poisek hadin kodim shiach kerenu. So then, hareza showed the rasha begas ruach. So this is the Mishnah, Paragdal of Mishnah Zayin. The first part of the Mishnah is something that will come up in Sif Gimel. That's the first part of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah concludes, Hagas libo behora, such a person is 3 things which are not very pretty. Shote rasha vigas ruach. So what is a gas libo behora? Someone who's not masin bedin. And this is Nefurish in the Rambam, right? That this is the same halacha. This is the person who's not complying with Hevel Meslim and Badin. The Rambam in Perek Chav Halacha Zayin, Zok the Rambam, Hagas Libo Bahora, Bekofitz, Bechotech Hadin, Kodim Shiach Keruhu, Beinolo Bein Atzmo, Ashi Borgo Kashemesh, Havet Shoto Rashi Gasruach, Kach Tzibu Chachamim, Hevel Meslim and Badin. The Rambam puts Meslim and Badin as the foil to the person who's Gas Libo Bahora, and that's mamash what we have here in this sip as well. There's another Rambam I want to mention in this connection. And that's a Rambam in Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Tes. The Rambam says here, interesting thing, Tzarech HaDayan L'shmoa Tainas Bali Dinin V'lishanos Tanuseyan. He has to hear what the Bali Dinim say, and he has to repeat what each one said to take it in and repeat it over for himself. Quotes the pasuk in Melachim, "Bayom Hamelach Zoso Meres." This one says, "Zebniachay Bnei Chameis." Umitzadik esadin belivo ve'achakach yichatcheu. What does this mean? Umitzadik esadin belivo ve'achakach yichatcheu. What does it mean? Umitzadik esadin belivo. And what's the marker for this halacha? By the way, this is also brought in Shulchan Aruch later in Siman Yud Zayin. In Siman Yud Zayin, Sif Zayin, based on this round. Same Russian. Tzarech HaDayin, Yishmo Adivei HaFalidinim, Lashanos Osam Shenemar, V'yom HaMelech, Umatztik HaDin Belibo V'ach Kachotcho. Kimat the same Russian. What does it mean, Matztik HaDin Belibo? The Makor is a Gemara Sanhedrin, Chesam and Beis, but it's the Rambam's Pshat in the Gemara. It's not necessarily how everybody learns. There's no Rashi in the Gemara, which is interesting. The Mashah, the Vashash, everyone has another Pshat in the Gemara, and how we have a Rambam's Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Drasha Sainam Beis toward the Badin, Rish Lakish. We just quoted the beginning of the Pasuk. Batzavas Shoftechem, Ba'isa Yilemar, Shema Ve'nachechem. That's the Sifrei we quoted. Ushfatetem Tzedek. Omer Rish Lakish. Ushfatetem Tzedek, Omer Rish Lakish. Tzedek Es Hadin Ve'achar Kach Chotcheim. Tzedek Es Hadin Ve'achar Kach Chotcheim. Justify the din and then cut it, and then issue your verdict. The Rambam is interpreted. We don't know what it means. No Rashi. What does it mean? We're in the dark. So we have a Rambam. We have the Shulchan Aruch. Tzedek Es Hadin, the Rambam took to mean Tzedek Es Hadin Belibo Ve'achtach Yichatcheiv. It's even maybe from the Rifat's Mashma that the word Belibo is in the Gemara. It's even more clear. So what does it mean Tzedek Es Hadin Belibo Ve'achtach Yichatcheiv? The Sma on the Simen Shulchan Aruch Simen Yud Zayin, where it's taught in the Shulchan Aruch Siv Zayin. So the Sma says what I just told you, and he explains what it means. And he says something interesting. So it's called Tazayin in the Sma there. Umatzdik hadin belibo, says the Shulchan Aruch, da'ka chotcha. Zok the Sma, like I just told you, nilmad midichsiv ushpatim tzedek. Ma shehu kvar tzedek bahaskamoscha, also tishbitu. Mashu kvar tzedek bahaskamoscha, also tishbitu. In other words, it sounds like a very much of a reinforcing of this idea of the Baruch HaShemesh. In other words, it's Baruch HaShemesh, and you go over it in your mind, and it's just, and you have that sense, that almost like a visceral sense that that's it, and you come to that understanding, and then you judge it. So it says this much further. How does this play out? The matzdik hadin, the imdon yechidi, matzdik v'libo v'daito beino. You do it inside, in your mind. The imdon b'shlosha matzdik beinayim b'maso mata. So what is this matzdik? The matzdik can take two forms. The matzdik can be your own matzdik, or it can be the maso matan. So what is the Sma doing? He's bringing us back to the beginning of this sif, a minute earlier. It's no sif and no sein bedavar, achi abar kashemesh. And now you have this other Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Siman Yud Zayin. The matzdik hadin, according to the Sma, it is a beis din, it's together. So it's all, again, it's another interesting dimension to this inyan of what? Of Mesunim Badin. Okay. So that's for Sif Aleph. Let's look now at Sif Beis. We have three more Sifim to go to see how to work with our time frame. Sif Beis. Kol mi shebo liyado din umedameyu ledin acher shebo liyado kfar upasaka. So what happens now? The person is a dayan and comes a din Torah to him, and he had already had a din Torah that's somewhat similar, and he had been guided about that din Torah, and he paskined it. Now comes a din Torah that has some similarities. Now, v'yesh imo b'ir gadol men b'chachma. So there's somebody in the city that's greater than him. Doesn't say he's his Rebbe, but see, the Makor in the Gemara sounds like a Rebbe. Here it says, anyone who's greater b'chachma, they ain't a nimlach bo. He doesn't consult, and he just makes that comparison because it sounds similar enough. So the Indian that he said of Gas Bahura can be attributed to such a person too. What does it sound like? If there's no one else that's greater in the city, so if the connection sounds reasonable to him, so he can go with him. But if there's somebody greater than him who he can be miyashiv with, and he doesn't, that's also an inyan of gash v'hora. And hareza b'chal harishoyim. And this is also based on the Rambam. The Rambam says this halacha too. What's the marker for this? Rambam's perek chaf halacha ches. What's the marker for this din? Beis Yosef is mitzayin a Gemara in Yevamis. The Gemara in Yevamis has a pasuk in Mishlei, Roa, Yaroa, and so on, which has to do with Mardashians in different ways. One way is a lesson of Roa, Achara, for different reasons. Roa, Achara, a pasuk concludes with sone tokin boteach. So what does it mean? Sone tokin boteach. So one of the pshatim mentioned the Gemara there in Yevamos Kuf Tes on the base is tokea atmo l'dvar halacha. He leans on, he puts his, hangs his hat, so to speak, tokea atmo. He's cleaving to a dvar halacha b'dayana d'asidino kameh b'gam halacha. He learned halacha about X, din X. Umidami nosa la nosa. The Islay Rabba Velo Azal Masil. That's the Rashna Gemar. Rashi says, Gomer Halacha, Yodea Halacha, Se'ein Doma Ledina Balafan of Kokach. That's a little bit of a connection, but not terribly connected. Umidami nosa la nosa, Velo Masil la Rabbe. And that's called Tokea, means Somech Venishna Halacha Shiyodea. In other words, I have something remotely connected, so let's just plug in this shayla to that shayla. And that's something where the Gemara has this rush, so that's a terrible thing. Roya roa. Why? Because he didn't ask. The Gemara says Rabbo, and here you see that's not Dafka Rabbo. And that's what you see in the Rambam. The Rambam, where it comes from, Perkhaf Lachaches. But the Rambam says, "V'yesh imo b'medina gadol mimenu b'chacham." What is this person considered? Lashon Rambam, migasus haruachin. Hareiz b'chal harishoyim shalibam gas b'hora. That's the Lashon Rambam. What's the Shulchan Aruch? Hareiz b'chal harishoyim. What's the Lashon Tur? What's the Lashon Tur about this? Notice the shinui. Lashon Rambam, Lashon Shulchan Aruch is bechlal harishayim gasei haruach. That's the Lashon Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Lashon Tur, hareze shote v'gas ruach. What doesn't he have? Rush. What's going on? The Bach deals with this. The Bach says, an interesting svar, that he's only called a Rasha if he paskins without being choker, like the earlier Sif. That's Gas Ruach and Rasha. Shota Rasha, the Gas Ruach, Rasha as well. Because there, he violates this, I forgot to mention this before, there's an Asmach to have Mesirin Badin, and Mark quotes also Zayin on the base, from the Lasal B'malus HaMizbechi, the Eila HaMishpatim. The end of Yisro, the last pasuk says, Lasal B'malus HaMizbechi, not to go up steps to Mizbeach, Eila HaMishpatim. So someone who's not Masir B'din is like he's walking impulsively, quicker. So you see from here, Minoha Mosa, Dam Rabban, it's in the din, it's a smachta from this pasuk. Says the Bach, so that's where he's a Rasha, because he violated this asmachta, this inyan of Mesunim B'din. However, over here, he taka checked it out. He thought about it, but he could have inquired further to see if the muscle that he made was good, whether it was a good connection, whether it was close enough. So therefore, we won't call him a Rasha. We call him a Shota and a Gasruach, but he won't call him a Rasha. A Kopan in the Rambam says otherwise. Rambam calls him Rasha too, as does the Shulchan Aruch. I would just add the following before we go on. This Siv Beis is clearly another application of having Mesunim B'din. Bifrat if you go is Rasha. So, and Gas Liba Bahura is called Rasha. And you call him that as well. Gas Misa Ruach. So, it's not just that you're not Choker. If you're Choker, but you didn't go to the nth degree because you have available to you another resource. In other words, let's say you looked at 20 Sfarim, but you could have looked at another two sources that could have changed the picture. And they're available to you if you have only what you have. So listen, you can't know everything unless who knows you're a Chamavadian, knew everything, you know. But like what you know, and you use your own seichel, see about this, and that's Torah. But if you have available to you another avenue, and you don't take the initiative to do it, that's also a chisana, Mesunim B'din. So this is an example. The Madame Mosa, but it may be a good Dim Yom Mosa Menabi. but you have someone who can enlighten you and try to show you if it's a good connection, not a good connection. So by not doing it, it also is another layer of Nisun Badin. Yeah, that's Siv Beis. You're going to ask something? Okay, Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel. So the Sifah Shulchan Aruch is really a drasha of the Gemara. It's a Gemara Abu Dazara, Gemara Nisota, famous name Rav Chazal. Two halves of a pasuk, each one is bad in a different way. Pasuk in Mishlei, Ki Ravim Chalolim Hipila, and that's part one, and then Va'atsumim Ko Harugeha, says the Shulchan Aruch. Each part of the pasuk is referring to a different type of a problem. Ki Ravim Chalolim Hipila, that refers to Talmud Chacham Shelo Higia LaHora Umore, someone who's unfit for Hora and Paskins anyway. Lav Dafki here Dini Maminis. I would say here L'Chara we're talking about Hora of any kind, right? Rabim Chalolim Hipila, the damage is very great because you were not fit to be Paskin. The other side is Mora at Vatsumim Koharu Geha is someone Shehigia Lahora Ve'ena Mora. He's on the level and doesn't Paskin, but this already is not as simple. This individual, Shehigia Lahora Ve'ena Mora, is only a problem Vatsum Koharu Geha under certain circumstances. This is now going to be limited in scope. Meaning, when would that be a problem? When was that true? Tuhu Shehigia Hador Tzarechlo. The door needs him. And he's not going to provide the door what it needs in the form of hora, which he's capable of doing. That's where it's a terrible thing. At sumin ko harugel, avu yada siyesham ra'u yahura. And then munei atum hora, because there's someone else that can do it. That's not a problem at all. Habeza mishubach. That's praiseworthy, and that's the mishnah. The first part of that mishnah that we mentioned before, Dalet Zayin in Avos. Which we have to see exactly what it means, but certainly he's not passing a normal din Torah. And that's again because even though he's a Gila Rabbah, but there are others that can do it. So it saves you from all these potential problems of Eva that can come about, the person who was wronged, the psak that didn't go the way the person wanted, b'chuli. Gezel, if it's a wrong tzak, shuas shav, person who swore falsely. Al kopanim, that's the two halves of the pasuk and the two drushes. The problem of someone who's lo yigia l'ra u'mora is a problem in its own right. No caveats, straightforward. The other issue is more nuanced. If he's yigia l'ra v'ena mora, it's only a problem, but some koru geha, if there's no one else and the door needs him. That's this sif in Shulchan Aruch. And again, the Inyan, and if there's no one, if there is someone else, then Adarabba, it's Meshubach. A couple of things to note here. Let's see what the Mamakomos I gave you. The drasha itself, you can look in the Gemara, and Abba Gazar, it's at Sota. Take a look, there's a sma earlier, Simon Ches, Sivkotin, Yud Zayin. This is also based on a Rambam, that's brought over there. So what you have here in the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Ches, this, I imagine you guys learned not too long ago, right? Okay, so it's good. Says the Shulchan Aruch, this is basically Lashon Rambam. Earlier parak in Sanhedrin, much earlier. Derech Chachamim Harishonim, the way of the earlier Chachamim, Shborchim Milismanos, Bedochim Atfam Harbe Shululesha Bedin, Ashayedush Ein Shamroi Kamo. They wouldn't want to sit in judgment unless they know there's no one else fit. Bishim Yimneim Atfam Yadin, Diskalko Ashura. So, what do you see here? Again, a similar idea that trying to avoid being a dayan. But they realize if it's not them, it's going to be a big problem, so then maybe they'll do it. But yet there's another condition. Ba'afa pikein lo yoshin bedin ad shehoyu machbidim aleihem ha'am v'askenim u'mapsirim ba'am. So here the Shulchan Aruch, again, and it's based on the Rambam, they also needed to be pressured. That you didn't see in Simin Yud, this prat, right? It just says if there's no one else that can do it, so then Aksum Koharu Geah, then you've got to do it. That's in Simin Yud. Here you had a few days ago in Simin Ches, that they were Monei Atzmam unless they realized that there's no one else. And Afal Pikein, there's an Afal Pikein. They needed to be pressured. And that Afal Pikein is missing in Simin Yud. What's the Pshat? So the Sma addresses this. What does he say? In fact, the Sma, Umasha Kasavatuva Machabes Simin Yud Siv Gimel, we just read, Al Vatsumim Ko Arugeha, Zed Talmachi Gilorova Inamore. So that's what it says over there, straightforward. Hainu achashayu mafsirim ba machbidim aleim ve'inam shom. In other words, in a chanami, close mind that you weren't pressured, you can't fault the person. There's also this other afapikin. But if they're nudging and there's nobody else, and then you decline, that's atzum kor gas. In a chanami, you have to plug in this afapikin of machbidim into simen yud. That's his first teretz. Second teretz, there's another distinction made. Inam. Hasa Mairi, meaning in Simen Yud, by us, Shein Acher Kamoso Bador. That's the Goshen there, the door Tzorachl. There's literally no one else in the whole door. So this, you don't have to wait for pressure. You should not wait for pressure. You need to do it because there's literally no one else available that can do this. That's a terrible thing not to go and pass. And you don't have to wait for them to call you and nudge you. You have to go out and do it. What's over here? Mashenkin kan shelo kasav elish ein sham kamosa. Russian, very diuk and interesting diuk in the Russian of the Shulchan Aruch. It's based on the Rambam. What does he say? Lo lo leisha bedinish at sheyedush ein sham. What word is? It's interesting. Sham roy kamosa. In other words, maybe the next town over there are people next somewhere else in the world, but if in that place there's no one else. So then, if you decline before you pressured, it's still okay. You would do that. You should have to wait. But if you pressured, then you shouldn't, say, they can always go to someone else. Then you have to be willing to step in. So that's an interesting chiluk that the Sma makes between the two sif and the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah?
Why should that be so? Why should, the pasuk was talking about atum kol rogeh, that they're going to end up going to someone else because you're not doing it for them, so they're going to say, well, we don't have anybody else except for...
But they'll go to someone else. They'll go to someone else.
No, but maybe they won't. I'm saying, like...
Maybe they won't, but as long as it's available. The question is, to what degree is it available? In other words, it takes more on their part to go elsewhere. But inside you, as long as your bases are covered, as long as it's not impossible for them to get. So the question is, do we look at the tzorach that you can make the difference right now, and not rely on them trying to find someone else, or you're covered, and you have a right to be protective of yourself, because if Gezel, Eva, Shwef, Shav, as long as if there's mamish, no other option, then you have to look the other way and risk whatever it is. That's kind of a bit cost-benefit analysis, as we could say.
You're simply just saying you have to think and know if they're going to go to
someone
else.
No, the Sham is Dafka, but that's part of the Shikol. In other words, right now there isn't anyone in this city, but it's available in another city. So, meet CD, I could say, you don't need me, you can go somewhere else. They might not. Okay, but meanwhile, it's possible that you can go somewhere else. So that might be enough that's when if they're mafsir, they're pushing you, then you have to really oblige. Because I guess if they're pushing you, it means they're not looking to go anywhere else. So then maybe that's the pshat. Then you have to oblige them. They're not pressuring you, then no. So then let them find someone else somewhere else. That's the second terrace of this month.
But if they're not pressuring you because they're going to go to somebody else in town who's claiming that he's good enough...
No. That doesn't say anything about that. You mean they could go to someone else in town, it could be worse. You're asking a good question. In other words, let's say you know that the alternative for them is not to go to the the person equally of stature in the other town, but they're going to go to someone of lesser stature in this town. It's going to be och and vey. What's going to be? Like, that's a good question. You know, that might be a reason not to have to wait for them to come to you, pressure you, because, you know, why worry about your own ruchnius? Worry about their ruchnius in this case.
Well, okay, they're going to go to someone ra'i l'hara, though.
No,
that's
the question. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't.
The point of the
pasuk
of
Atzum. No, let's say they'll go to a town which if the alternative for them is someone who's going to be kiram chalom nipila, so maybe you should recognize that, and therefore it could be Atzum Korgah for you if you don't step in. I hear the question. Good. Two nokudas I want to mention, and then maybe we'll do Sif Dalit. Just interesting maramakum. Is there Gemara Shabbos here? Yeah, Gemara Shabbos. I gave you a interesting. Maramakum in the back of the Gemara, you have the Mordechai, and in the bottom of the page in the Mordechai, you have the Sote Hagiborim under the Mordechai. So in the
None
beginning,
of us can find it. That's we're all looking in the
rift. No, because you're still finding it by the on the rift, after the rift. But you have to know where to look. So sometimes you have a Sote Hagiborim, Sefer Shabbos for sure. You have it on the bottom of the Mordechai. So I'll read you a line or two here. Very interesting thing. Very interesting, Maram Malkum. I just take it as you wish, but I just want to read it to you. It's just an unbelievable thing he says. Get it? Okay. Beginning of Bamem Madikin. We're talking about the importance of writing Neros and so on. And then in that connection, he says the following incredible point. Right, he says as follows: Ubischar she Yisrael. If you have this Gemara, it's in Daf Hey in the Daf Yamorachai. That helps you. Ubischar she Yisrael zehirin b'neir. That's the Gemara discussing the neir. But in the Rikin, Yelchu la'oro shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. They'll follow in Hashem's guide. Shenemar b'haya Hashem l'chal la'or olam ki ata ta'ir neiri v'Hashem yagiyah chashki. Zehu al Talmud Torah. This is an inyan about Talmud Torah. Kisha Adam Osik b'Torah l'shma. Person's Osik b'Torah l'shma. Hakadosh Baruch Hu magia chashko. Hashem yagia neve, gia chashki. Hashem will lighten up his darkness. She'eino ba lidei avon. Person who is Torah l'shma, he won't come to averus. Ve'ein mora b'Torah shelo kahalacha. And he won't paskin shelo kalacha. Person osi b'tor l'shma, he gets a guarantee not to paskin shelo kalacha. Ukach amar hakasav v'hagisa bo. Hagisa bo yom v'layla. Lashon noga. Hagisa is mi lashon noga. What does noga mean? Noga. Right. Kishakadosh Baruch Hu roe. Shelibo shel adam l'shem shamayim. Now listen carefully to the next couple words. Hashem recognizes that a person is libo l'shem shemayim, va'afigu she'ein belibo l'das omka shal halacha. I read again. Afigu she'ein belibo l'das omka shal halacha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu magia dvarav, enlightens his words. Shelo yetzi mipiv hora shelo kahalach. I don't know what to tell you. I just read it to you. This interesting thing. We're talking about passing correctly and the fear involved. And he says, someone is Osik Batara Lishma, Kashbach Yagia Chashko, he won't come with the Avon, and he won't be more Batar Shalok Kalo. In a little bit of a different vein, I would just mention reference about Moshe in the Hagdama to Chalgal Farachayim. It's an incredible essay. I recommend very much to all you to read it beginning to end. It's incredible. Analysis. Rav Moshe talks about why he's writing, publishing these tshuvas, and he starts more or less with this memra of Chazal of, on the one hand, Rabbi Chalom Hipila, Tamid Shelo Gil Hara, and Atzum Ko Harugeha, and Higil Hara Ve'ena Mora. And he talks about the natural fear of people paskining, and he says, first of all, what does Higil Hara mean? Higil Hara means for this door. Obviously, relative to previous doors, we're not on that level to be Higil Hara the way they were. But every door, Higil Hara is measured by what that door needs. That's the first thing he says. But Al Kopan still is what to be worried about, because maybe he's not machaving to the emes. So So therefore, maybe it shouldn't paskin. So he says, but the answer is that what is emes? So you can see emes is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants and what really is the pshat in this halacha. Says Moshe, no. Because hora is defined by if a person is a gil hora and sees it as he sees it, and interprets it as he understands it, and paskins accordingly, that's emes. And so long as there isn't the hachra against him, like the amdu l'minyan or whatever, then that's Torah. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And that's what you can have machlokes in throughout history. And everyone goes according to their Rebbe, and they'll get shkar according to their psak, what their Rebbe said, because that's the emes for them. If there'd be a amdu l'minyan, say, b'tzil b'shamay, and then we go with b'tzilot, so good, so now we know we don't got go with b'shamay. But kozman, there isn't that definitive determination, then everyone has the right and the obligation to follow according to the psak that they received, and the one who paskin for them has the right to paskin according to how he sees it. And he explains with this incredible Gemaris, says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was being kosek kesarim laosios. Moshe Rabbeinu Menachos Chav Tes, sees that Kadosh Baruch Hu putting crowns on the letters. What does it mean, crowns on the letters? He explains what it means is that the letter is king. The Torah is king. Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, gave autonomy to Bnei Adam, to Chachmei HaTorah, to be able to interpret the Torah as they understand it, even if it's not according to the Ratz and Kaviyach of what Kadosh Baruch Hu originally intended. But that's the autonomy that's given with Torah to the Bali Harav. That's an amazing idea. And again, you have to look at it very carefully to see beginning to end what he says here. But in terms of this Inyan Parai, I figured I had to share with you just to be become familiar with such an idea, which is a very profound idea. There's a lot to say about it. Let's leave it with that, and let's see if we can, in the last few minutes, to look at the last sif. Okay, so I've finished Simen Yud. Okay, the last sif of Simen Yud is another din. What does it say here? Yeh be'enei hadayan. Din shel pruta kedin shel me'amana. In the eyes of the dayan, the din of a pruta, a din Torah pruta, should be the same as a din of me'amana. It could be a small amount of money, it could be a great sum of money, it shouldn't be any different. What's the mocker for this din? So the mocker seems to be a Gemara Sanhedrin, daf ches, but there's a problem here. Read the Gemara, you realize that l'chayra, this din is pashut. Because the Gemara has a drasha, and the Gemara has to reinterpret what the drasha is saying, because kipshuto, you don't need the pasuk to tell it to me. This is again, as I mentioned before, psukim and devarim are very much filled with drashas relating to hilchos dayanim. Keep this in mind a week from this Shabbos. Says the pasuk here, right after Vatzava, the pasuk we read before, pasuk tazayin, they have the following pasuk yud zayin. Losakiu fanim b'mishpat. Kakoton kagado tishma'un. And then more after this, Losakiu p'neish. What's kakoton kagado tishma'un? This is Losakiu fanim b'mishpat. Not to show favoritism. And then kakoton kagado. What's koton, what's godo? You might say it means the balidinim. That's not how we dash it. There's a drasha referring to the amount of money, the sum of money involved in the Din Torah. So the Gemara here in Daf Ches, Amar Shlokish, Kakaton Kagado Tishma'on Amar Shlokish, Sheyehei Chaviv Olecha, Din Shel Pruta Kedin Shel Me'amon. It should be as Chaviv to you, a Din of a Pruta like a Din of Me'amon. Din is Din, and you should have the same excitement, enthusiasm, when you have to deal with the Din Torah of, you know, of a pruta like a din of me'amana. Says the Gemara, l'may hilchisa. What does it mean? L'gabi what? It should be chaviv. Dam chaviv. L'gabi what? Ileima l'iyune be'u nifsekei. If it has to do with it, you should be willing to be ma'ayin and paskin it. Doesn't matter. Don't decide, you know, I'm not passing this, it's not important enough. Pshita, obviously. Well, what's the chiddush? The Torah tells to me. Elo la'agdume, la'agdume. What's la'agdume? Rashi, Imbalifanacha din shel pruta. So first came before you a din of a pruta. So that din Torah is already pending. You have to now, you have this din Torah in front of you. See what that means exactly. What does it mean, came in front of you? For now, just use the words, it came in front of you. V'chazu ba din acher shel meya shel maneh hakodem lifanacha. Now comes the din Torah of a larger sum. So you could say, well, let's push aside the small claim and let's deal with what's more at stake. It's be given priority and we'll come back to deal with this small claim. We'll get to it. But we should now at least bump the din Torah of $1 million to be ma'ayin in that din Torah. We'll come back later and do the din Torah of $5. No. The chiddush is kakot and kagadot tishmoon. That has to be. If this came first, you have to deal with this. It should be the same chashivas. I it's less money. No, it came to you. You have to first finish with this, and you deal with this din Torah. So what do you see in the Gemara? That the whole halacha of din pruta kedin meya is benogea kedima, but on a simple level, kibshuto what that you have to treat it seriously and deal with it. You don't need. To learn that out of a pasuk, it's obvious. You're stating the obvious. So the mefarshim, the nosi came to Shulchan Aruch, all ask, so what does the Shulchan Aruch need to tell me? The following halacha statement as a statement: Yia beinacha, yia beinadayin, din shepu din shel me'amad. The inyan of kedima is takabur in Shulchan Aruch. Later in the mitzvah vav, you get there in a couple of days, I imagine, right? How many more days do you have? Yeah,
3 weeks.
So you get there. Eza din done in chila, that's the mitzvah. Zok the Shulchan Aruch tzarach hadayin sheyagdim gadon hadin shebalufan of tchila. Okay, so obviously including that is the din shaputa came first, the judge at first. So what is the need to state here that yeh beinachat beinadayin din shaputa nishomer? That's the problem. Just in terms of understanding this derech agav, it came to you first. So what what's called came to you? How do you define that? Sna, there in Siman Tes Vav, wants to say, it's not totally in what came to Beis Din first. It's totally in Mishar Shehemid Atmo Lefnei Adayin. There are really three possibilities. It comes before the Dayin, when the Dayin begins to prepare himself, or when the Dayin begins to hear whatever tainas they have to say. What is called ball of fun of that you can't bump it, and put something else in front of it? Says the Sma, it means from the time that the Dayan begins to prepare himself to hear the Tainus. That's called ball of fun of. And then this comes before what's Me'uchar Mimenu. That's what he wants to say. The Nesivus over here brings, Beis Yosef might bring it also, B'Shem HaRitva, that no, it actually has to do with when you start hearing the Tainus. But it could be before you the tainus is a din derabbanan that you should still paskin what came now, what you began to prepare yourself to paskin. But there might be exceptions by Talmud Chacham Bechuli. So you have to know exactly what's called balafan. I'm just showing you the inyan by itself. But that's kedima. But our problem is fundamental. This sif over here doesn't sound like a din kedima. That's later. So what do you have to tell me, Davis? Zok the Bach, an interesting answer. The Bach says that. The reason why the Shulchan Aruch has to say this is going to take us back to Siman Aleph. Yeah. What kind of dayanim are we talking about? Min haTorah, what do you require for dayanim? Elohim, you need mumchim. So when the Torah says kakad and kagadot tishmoon, we're talking about mumchim. Mumchim don't need to be taught and told that kakad and kagadot tishmoon, that you have to be machshiv in your mind and be willing to paskin a din Torah of a small sum of money. Obviously. But the Shulchan Aruch is written at a point that now we're dealing with Hedyotos. Hedyotos are working with Sheikh Lusayik Avdinan. Okay, so we have a way for them to be able to paskin. But we have to tell them that you should know a din pruta has to be choshev to you like a din says the Bach says. So it comes out that that even though for the Gemara was pshita and was going on the pasuk, but the Shulchan Aruch still needs to say, that's the Bach's issue. The Taz has a different answer. The Taz answer, I have a difficulty because of the Rambam, but he wants to say that if you look in this previous sif, what does it say? A person should be monea atchmo min hadin, if possible, if there's somebody else, hareza meshubach. Says the Taz, so what it says over here, that the din pruta should be like a din mea, if binogeya that halach, in the Gemara we're talking about just stand that you should try the case, okay, pshita. What the machaber means over here is specifically on this inyan that he mentioned just previously. Here's the lesson that has. Here, page 4. He says, "Terabenu b'chena Rambam kashvu ze b'koyad esamechle." Dainu sheyesh lemnoa atzmo b'din shapruta kmo b'mei amana. The Gemara is dashing that you should hear both cases. No, of course, pshita. Chaber is discussing binogeya this previous sif that yesh lemnoa atzmo min hadin. Even from a din of pruta, you should also be willing to be bunei atzmo. This is very nice for the Shulchan Aruch, because these two sifim are consecutive. The Maisa in the Rambam, I don't think it works as well. Where does this appear in the Rambam? Perek Chav, Halacha Yud, Al Tomar. So kol eilad varim bedin sheyesh bo tzas mamon habe mizeh misanasu lezeh lo'olam hi din elef mane bedin pruta achas shavin beinechel chodava. Right. Even a din pruta should be shavda to you like din meyim. Good. So according to the Taz, it means benogeya that you should be moneh atzmo. What's the previous halacha? Halacha tes? Talmud al yorah halacha b'fnei rabo and ken hayi rach gemenu shosh parsos. Where's the Rambam talk about being monei atzmo min hadin? Two halachas early. Halacha ches talks about Talmud shehigia l'ra and a Talmud shehigia l'ra ve'ino moreh v'hu shehi ador tzarech lo am yada sheyesh amrei l'ra mon atzmo min hara hareza meshubach. So if there was no halacha tes, so then the Taz pshat works very well, like it does in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Taz is saying in the Rambam as well. So I don't understand pshat in the Taz. Because in the Rambam there's a hefsek. And I once heard somewhere that maybe the halachas are not broken down by the Rambam the way that we have them broken down. I don't show any basis for that. In other words, we say halacha ches, halacha ches. So it could be that if it really was one flow, the Rambam, but it's still not so gishmak, because there's still another point in between. I still don't hear the Taz very well. The Rambam did mention something else in between, a whole unrelated point. So how can you tell me that the pshat in this Rambam is binogeya, this inyan of... In the Shulchan Aruch, it's a good pshat, but in the Rambam, I don't hear it. So you have to know what to answer for the Rambam. The Maaseh the Gemara says pshita, so you have the Bach's answer. But other than that, you have to know what else you can suggest. Yes?
Doesn't
the Rambam say the Chodava? The Chodava, also true. Yeah, another point. Yeah, well taken. The less Shulchan Aruch doesn't say the Chodava. Yeah. Anyway, the Rambam doesn't...
The
Chodava means Kedima. The Rambam never mentions the din of Kedima. That's just interesting. That's another point. The Rambam never mentions the din of Kedima. In Shulchan Aruch, it's not explicit either, but it's enough explicit that you can say it's brought, because it says that what the din that comes first to you have to pass them first. So it means even a din fruta. Ram is anyway difficult. Ram doesn't mention kedima. The chol davar, okay. So tzarachin exactly. Yeah. So you mean so that Ram he just means the chol davar for that halacha, but it's not going to be directly connected. But you can say that Ram means that.
Saying the case of
Pruta
is the same.
Yeah.
Everything we just said about the case of
Jesus
is not just
right. I hear you. The Taz's Lashon is Rabbi Nachum Kashu said the Koi ad Samachle. Lashon Taz. Maybe he means Samachle in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So maybe the Rambam is going on that din, which is Samachle in the Shulchan Aruch, and you just have to read into the Rambam. Okay. That's what the Taz will say. All right, Baruch Hashem, we were able to finish the Siman. So a lot of interesting in Yanim that, obviously, that get dealt with here. Yeah. Okay, have a good time.